Yeah, like I said, give me, if you know, I don't know how advanced you get your schedule, but if you know, like,
yeah, I can tell you right now.
Tell me what.
Can you hear me?
Oh, fuck. First, hold on. I gotta wait for my computer to quit.
Am I crapping out?
No, you're fine.
No, you're fine. I hear
now
you.
My computer's okay. Taking a shit now that you guys are all synced up and ready to go.
Okay. It's just one of them nights.
Yeah. Okay. What Wednesdays are bad?
I don't know. I'll have to look at my schedules.
Oh, you just said you. Oh my! You just said I can tell no, you my schedule right now. I don't know.
Well, I was gonna send it to you.
Oh, okay, okay, yeah.
I can
yeah.
take pictures and send it to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. That's perfect.
What Wednesdays are bad? Well, starting from January, well, I can tell you every single Wednesday. But I'm not gonna have to. I have to go through my schedule. I don't have it memorized.
Thank the light, everyone. Smell my fingers.
Oh my god.
What's up, Minotards? Made me laugh right off the start, man.
I will be your whispering Aes Sedai tonight. Dude, I know I even have notes when he's like, he's so proud of himself when he gets him to say it. So good.
How this is after Superbad, right?
Oh yeah.
Like right, I think they might have like filmed it like right after and it came out. Like, no, I think it probably is one of the reasons why it got lost in the shuffle, because Superbad was so good.
Are you sure they didn't film this first?
They might have filmed this first, yeah. And it came out, but I don't know. But it's like this movie, I probably have watched this movie after I got the initial run of Superbad. I watched this movie more. Like, this is way more of a go-to for me.
Well, Superbad is that fucking who's that asshole that did Superbad? He did 40-year-old virgin.
Adam McKay. No.
Judd Apatow.
Judd Apatow, right?
Once his movies, like, once he started making 2.5-hour comedies, I was just like, no, I'm not watching a fucking comedy that's longer than Star Wars. I refuse. And yeah, so Superbad's, it's funny. I think Superbad's only like an hour and 45 minutes, but it feels, that movie feels 2.5 hours long. Anyways, we're not talking about Superbad today. Today, we are talking about Role Models from the great year of our Lord, 2000 and late. Oh, Jesus Christ. I got too much technology going over here. Role Models here. 2008, rated R, 1 hour and 39 minutes, starring Paul Rudd, Sean William Scott, Elizabeth Banks, Christopher Mintz-Plasse, a.k.a.
McLovin,
thank you very much. Jane Lynch, Ken Jeong, Ken Marino. Fucking love Ken Marino. Matt Walsh.
Ken Marino needs to be in more things.
Absolutely. Have you guys watched?
Basically, most of the, I'll say it's a lot of the cast from Party Down.
That was going to be my next question. Have you watched a lot of Party Down?
Yes, we were. Well, I did. So I've they have a new season out. Have you guys watched the new season?
I didn't realize it was out. I knew it was coming, but I.
Okay, maybe it hasn't come out yet.
But yeah, I heard the rumors that was.
It's on Stars, so who knows?
Yeah, I mean, there's what, like 13 episodes total. So to say, like, I watched some, like, it's like Firefly.
Yes, exactly. You know, this is directed by David Wayne, who was one of the state guys. Like, and a lot of these people from the nice. State.
So is, you know what, Joe Latrullio, the guy who plays. Argatron or whatever. No, wait, what's
and
not Argatron?
Ken Marino. And McLovin's mom.
Yeah, his wife was in it too.
Yeah, a lot of these people. And so David Wayne also directed this show called Children's Hospital. Did you watch that?
I never did. That's one of those shows that
it was hilarious.
That's one of those shows that I feel like all of your favorite it's like all of your favorite comedians' favorite comedy.
Yes.
You know, like for whatever reason, I've never watched Children's Hospital, but everyone I love was on it or loves it or guest starred or something.
And they buried it on Adult Swim, and you could never find it. And then now you can't watch it anywhere. It's nowhere. They've scrubbed it.
That's got, like, the Violator was one of the main characters, right? Lou from Hot Tub Time Machine.
Yes.
Oh, you know, I never saw Hot Tub Time Machine.
What?
No, I never saw Hot Tub Time Machine. Sorry. It's one of those ones that slipped through the cracks.
It's a good one, man. John Cusack's last good movie, dude.
Watch it and listen. That was one of the few times, like, usually when we do sequels on Time Pop, we're like, we'll do it later. But, like, we watched Hot Tub Time Machine, and we're like, we had like a whole plan for the next week. And we're like, scrapping it. We're doing Hot Tub 2 right now.
Sorry, I think we interrupted you. You were going over some more stuff, Dads. Go.
Actually, my next question is for you, Jeremy. What is your history with this movie?
I saw it. I've seen it. I watched it probably in 2008 when it came out. I don't think I saw it in the theaters. But I didn't watch it again until... So I watched this movie after we talked about it, I don't know, what, a year ago. And I was like, you know, I need to watch... you know, sometimes I'll just throw on a comedy while I'm like doing dishes or making dinner. And I threw this on. It's one of those ones where you're doing dishes and all of a sudden you're just like watching television. You realize the dishwater's gotten cold. Your hands are pruny. Like, I've just been staring at the television and laughing. Because I forgot all of this, the stuff that's in this movie and how funny it is. It's just so stupid and hilarious.
Like every fucking line is a one-liner, dude. And Jane Lynch is priceless.
Can you imagine, Justin, how quickly we would have worn out the audio cassette of this movie in the kitchen?
Oh, so fast. So fast.
We would have had to make a new one because we would have just destroyed this. This is so perfect to just listen to.
Yeah, it's Mallrats level. Like, so, like you can just do it. And you just catch new jokes all the time.
You know what I realized too? I am Paul Rudd at the beginning of this movie after watching the second season of Wheel of Time. It just destroyed me. I've just become that. I've become him.
I thought you were going to say that because it's because you like to rock and roll part of every day.
Part of every day.
Jeremy's just going to be in a Starbucks next week and just go, it's not, the Dragon Reborn is not a woman. Fuck! Just like, whoa. I just asked you if you wanted cream in your coffee.
Do you like Coke? I like the idea of I like the idea of Wheel of Time on TV more than I actually like it. And there's your Wheel of Time tie-in with this week's episode.
Oh, that's so true. Oh my God. Like, never meet your idols. Never see your books that you love come to the television screen.
Like, yeah, you're Augie Farks, dude. Because I am. Like, oh, I'm gonna rent a train on these chicken wings. I'm gonna run a train on this show. It's gonna be so good. I'm gonna be on the podcast, and you're just like,
oh God,
the idea was so much better.
I feel like the guy from The Clockwork Orange. Like,
these are oh, this is
why with your eyes just pasted open. Jesus Christ. It is not that bad. You're such an asshole.
It's so
it's
bad.
Just you have to like remove your beater brain and just try to enjoy it as it's really hard. I have a hard time with it too, but it's not as bad as we make.
Here's
it.
What I understand, Justin. You know that the Star Wars movies are garbage. Why can't you say the same thing about this television show?
Hey. I never said this new Star Wars is garbage. I was one of the first people. No, you know what? I was one of the first people to be like, or at least like my age, I feel like. I'm like, I love the fucking prequel trilogies. I think they're awesome. And now everybody's like, oh, Hayden was so good. I'm like, yeah.
Jeremy?
Yeah.
We are going to do the Phantom Menace on Patreon just so we can just destroy Justin's, not even childhood. That came out in his, we're going to destroy Justin's early 20s.
Yeah, we were all adults.
Like, I like the
adults. I was in my 20s.
Phantom Menace is exactly like Wheel of Time. It's a great story. It is not executed that well.
Yeah. There are some good parts. Same with Clone Wars. Like, there are some really good parts, and there are some really kind of like, I don't know.
Oh. Objection, Your Honor. The pod race was pretty cool.
I don't know about that.
And I mean, you can't fuck with Revenge of the Sith. Oh my God. You can't mess with Revenge of the Sith, dude. It's fucking Revenge of the Sith is awesome.
Oh, fantastic.
Anyways, what are we talking about? Oh yeah, we're talking about this movie. That was actually good.
How many schools do you think they do in one day? Don't diss the Star Child.
We see 10.
Oh yeah, that's a lot.
At least, like, I always forget that they, like, the one thing that always bothers me about this movie at the beginning is that they do not act like they've been doing this together for 10 years. Like, they, like, have moments where they're, like, getting to know each other. Like, what, you're putting Kiss in? It's like, dude, this guy puts Kiss on every, I can, now say, not Kiss again, or are you kidding me with more Kiss? But, like, he acts.
Right. That's a good point, actually. You
know? And they're like surprised about their bright green piss.
Yeah, like that's not a daily occurrence. I'm just picturing Jeremy as Paul Rudd now. I was like, she said ASAP. It's like, oh, the dragon's not a girl. Oh, Karen doesn't even have Zax yet.
I literally think that my wife and I had that venti conversation in the
Nynaeve solves everything.
We had that same conversation, the venti tall and large. Because I would walk into Starbucks and I'd be like, I'd like a large coffee. And they're like, what would you like the venti? And I was like, is it the large? I don't know. And then she's like, it's
20 ounces, man.
But see, you're the asshole.
He even says it means 20 in Italy. He's like, congratulations, you're stupid in two languages. Like, well, I guess that makes you stupid in three because you just fucked that up.
Jeremy, are you the guy who still chastises the girl behind the counter when you buy popcorn at the movies?
No, I've never chastised anyone behind the counter. I will give them funny looks sometimes when I'm like, I don't understand what you're saying to me. They're like, would you like a chai double shot? And I'm like, I like black coffee, please. Thank you.
I'm just saying. You sound like the kind of asshole that would go into a Starbucks every single day and order a large.
No.
And order a large. They're like, do you mean a venti? No.
I would like a large, please.
I'm going to keep coming in here until you Americanize this fucking menu.
No, I was the one that I would tell my wife, I would like, why don't they just call it large, medium, and small? You have three, like everyone else. That's what we had. That's the conversation.
I never thought about the fact that it is three different languages.
Because it's espresso, man. Espresso is Italian way. Wait, that was Mexican. Or that was Spanish. Sorry.
Well, if it's a grande, it is Spanish.
Yeah.
See, that's...
Well, no, grande. I think grande is Italian as well. It is a grande.
Yeah, it can be.
Yeah. I believe
so. Oh, you're right.
Italian and Spanish are pretty close.
It might be like grandissimo.
Have you guys seen the SNL with...
I'll tell you right now, no.
Oh my God. Oh, what's his name? Justin, we love the comedian, the kind of country boy. God damn.
Bergazzi?
Yes. Yes. Bergazzi.
I did see that actually. When he did the George Washington.
So fucking good. Yes. They showed that at my 8-year-old school. That's how like ubiquitous that skit was.
No, that made me laugh.
Was he the host?
Yeah, he was the host. And he's giving this speech as George Washington is just like,
we show up two different unrelated scales of temperature. One of them will make sense to the entire world, and the other will be super random. Our great nation will use the random one.
What is the scale called, sir?
Fahrenheit.
Spell that for me.
Impossible. But one day, if we are brave, we'll get rid of the U and a lot of British words like color and armor. But by God, we will keep the British U in the word glamour.
Only glamour, sir?
Only glamour. That is my dream for our countrymen. A melting pot of different measurements that will make Europeans throw little tantrums.
Yeah, my wife and I, we don't usually have the same sense of humor, but we both agree Nate Bergazzi is, we laugh. Like, she started looking up stuff and showing it to me, which that never happens, you know?
How are you still married and you and your wife don't have the same sense of humor? That's like the only thing that saves our marriage is that we laugh at the same pieces of shit in the world.
Yeah, well, we still...
Sorry, I've had a long week.
We have an expansive sense of humor because we laugh at everything. But some of the stuff that I laugh at, she doesn't laugh at, and vice versa.
That's true.
It's not what you find funny. It's not what you find funny that keeps you together. It's mutual hate that brings you together. And
Amen.
That's kind of true.
They hate the same things, and that
that's true.
Is what forms a bond.
And that is what love is. Guys are the worst, man. So I love how Desmond just keeps like texting us stuff. So start picking this stuff. It's like, man, you are really couching it. You are ready for it to crash.
Right.
Even if it doesn't, I don't want to fucking keep talking about it.
Well, even if it doesn't, like, it's just.
Des is trying to squirt out of reading those books any way he can. I'm just kidding.
My first choice would be for this show and this podcast and our audience to be all over it. But
Jeremy thought like that he loved Wheel of Time, right? He has no idea. I get it. No one's ever gonna. I mean, I talk to people on Twitter every day who are as fucking just completely neurotic for it as I am. Like, I love every second of it, even when it's bad. I love it, just like Star Wars. Give me put a lightsaber in somebody's hand. I'll fucking watch it. Let's go.
So I don't think I probably didn't watch this movie until 2015. Like, just because.
Oh, dude, I don't think I picked up this movie at least until then.
Yeah. Yeah. Until like streaming was all over the place and this just kind of showed up on Prime.
I think I watched it one night. Like we were like counting money after the food truck, just dead to the world or something. I'm like, what the fuck is this? I think like I hadn't seen even Ken Jeong in that much stuff, like other than The Hangover. And then he's just fucking priceless as King Argatron. Oh my God.
Yeah. And that was probably Hangover was probably after this, wasn't it?
I feel like probably, you know what, I think he wasn't on The State, right? He was on something, but I don't think he was on that.
No, he was a doctor back then.
He was a doctor.
I thought you said adopted. I was like, oh, shots fired.
No.
I mean, he might be adopted, but he's a doctor for sure.
He's for sure a doctor, which is hilarious.
I feel like they could like do like a prequel to this that's just like Jane Lynch's story.
Oh my God.
I don't want to get too graphic. But I used to suck this judge's dick for drugs, so he owes me a favor. What? That's as graphic as it gets.
I wanted to see. I looked on IMDb. I wanted to see what the young kid Ronnie, what he went on to go do. Because I thought, man, that kid's gonna be a superstar. But he really hasn't been in a ton of things. Yeah. It's kind of, I don't know.
No, like, I haven't really seen him in anything.
Yeah, he was in a show, a movie called Me, Earl, and the Dying Girl, which is a really good movie. If you haven't seen it, it's kind of a comedy, but it's more like a, you know, like a drama. But you know what's hilarious about that movie, Justin? The lead character's name, Greg Gaines.
What?
I'm not joking.
Yes. This will take us back to 92-16. So the kid, Ronnie, is in an in-development project of Lil Homies.
Oh, God.
What? No way.
All right, I'm in.
Every toy.
I used to have those, dude.
Oh, me and Gary were really into them for a minute. And of course, Gary got way too into it, like he does everything. Like,
yeah, what is Gary not?
So I like bought a couple Lil Homies, and next thing I knew, he had 1,000 of them.
Elizabeth Banks, dude. Can we just get a moment of comedic appreciation for... Dude, Elizabeth Banks is such an underrated comedic actress. She is fucking hilarious.
She needs to lead more shit.
She produces and writes a lot of stuff.
I guess she's in The Hunger Games.
And directs.
She's got a big thing in The Hunger Games. So she...
What'd you say, Jeremy?
Hey, she directs, too. She directed Cocaine Bear.
What?
That's fucking amazing, dude.
Yeah, she
yes.
Cocaine Bear, yeah.
Really?
And the new Charlie's Angels movie, which I don't think anybody watched, but she directed it.
Dude, she's freaking hilarious in Pitch Perfect, dude. Her and
Pitch Perfect,
I can't think of her counterpart, but that guy
I know who you're talking
she
about.
Announces with.
Wait, did she direct Pitch Perfect?
I think she might have been involved with it, yes.
Two. She directed two.
Two, okay. All right, two.
The first two are amazing. After that, I can't.
I think I only saw the first two. I didn't see the third.
I didn't either. I tried to and I quit it.
My sister took her son out of school so they could see all three of them in the theater when the third one came out.
That's great.
I love you, Julie. Happy holidays. Thank the Light, everyone. Please like, subscribe, and tell a friend about Thank the Light. If you would like more Justin, Jeremy, and Desmond, head on over to Patreon at patreon.com/thankthelight, where we are discussing other fantasy movies. And if you enjoy listening to us discuss other properties on the screen, stay tuned. We are going to be launching a new podcast in January or February. We're going to start recording soon and then releasing them soon after that. We're still working out the final details on that, but we will be discussing movies and it will be fantastic. Send us questions and comments pertaining to The Wheel of Time, other fantasy shows, or just personal questions about our lives outside of the Wheel of Time universe. We just want to talk to you. ThankTheLight@gmail.com. Now enjoy more Thank the Light.
First of all, as someone who has been court-ordered community service before, and a whole fucking lot of it, have I told that story?
You told something like that, but go ahead, try it. I'll stop you.
I think I did, but Desmond, I think you cut it out, Des.
I may have. I think that was one of those where you went off on 18 tangents, and I had to.
Yeah,
I had to. Cut something.
Should save that one. I should save that one for a Patreon. So, but as someone who has been court ordered, Desmond, remind me that that's a good one.
I thought for sure you were going to say be the one person who's fucked on Ambien.
No, definitely not. Never take an Ambien.
Are you an Ambien taker, Jeremy?
No, I never had any problems sleeping. But I could tell some stories that my mom had cancer. And so,
sorry, I'm not laughing at your mom having cancer. I'm laughing at what's his name? Pooping in a bucket.
You son of a. Oh, I know. Let's all take it down to the street.
Now, my mom would take Ambien, and then she would wake up in the middle of the night, go take a pain pill because, you know, she would have some pain. And then she'd fall back to sleep, forget that she had taken the pain pill, wake up, go and take another pain pill. And then my mother, who never drank and never did any drugs her entire life, was like loopy. It would do like stuff like get up in the middle of the night and walk around the house and tell my dad, hey, we're underwater right now.
Whoa.
And he's like, what?
Oh, man. You know what? I can't even imagine your mom on any kind of a substance.
Yes.
It's been, you know, obviously I hadn't been around her for a long time, but your mom was always very...
Yes, she was very prim and proper.
Yes, she was very, what's the word? She's very classy, just like very above board. You know what I mean? Like no games, no fucking, you knew where you stood with Aunt Alpha, buddy.
Hey,
let me tell you.
My mom is very above board with her drug use, Justin.
I know. I used to sell her weed. I love your mom.
So yeah, no Ambien for me.
That's what I think is hilarious about those videos that parents take of their kids after they get their teeth pulled. Like those are kids you don't have to worry about. If your 16-year-old is just like, whatever.
Feeling good.
That dude smokes weed and drinks on the weekend.
Right.
Dude, I don't know if I've sent you guys the picture, but I took Connor was, I think, 20 or maybe just turned 21, I think, or about to turn 21.
You sent us a picture.
Got him his wisdom teeth pulled out. He's like, they like brought him out in the wheelchair and he's like, hey, I'm like, yeah. He's like, we're going home. I'm like, yeah, you're done. He's like, what?
That's what my son, when he got his wisdom teeth pulled, he's like, I feel fine. I feel fine, Dad. I feel fine. I'm fine. I don't even feel anything. I really don't feel anything.
Yeah.
You keep saying
until
that,
until it wears off. I was the same way. I was like, I'm good. And then it wore off. Like my mom had to force the Vicodin through my teeth. And that was the last time I ever had to force myself to swallow a Vicodin in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like vitamins. They're good for you.
What does Paul Rudd say about drugs?
Methamphetamine.
What? Jesus.
Oh, dude. You know what he had for breakfast? You know what he used to have for breakfast? Cocaine. You know what he had for lunch? Cocaine.
You don't ever, did you have cocaine? Dude, I just say, I hate to bring it back to the movie, but the whole sturdy wings thing, it's just like when he's like making the wings jokes, he's like, I don't think that's a wing song. He's like, oh, I think it is.
Do you know that song? Did you read the trivia?
I did, yes.
Me and Lisa argue about it all the time. Is it actually a wing song?
So, Jeremy, you want to tell them?
No, go ahead, please.
So they hired a Paul McCartney impersonator to sing that song, and they formed a group just for that one song for the credits called Not Wings.
Oh my God. Is it an actual wing song though?
No.
It is, right?
No.
No?
No, it's not.
No.
Who is it? I forget who it actually is, Jerry.
They just made it up.
Is the whole song made up from the beginning?
No. That's got to be a real song. I swear to God, I've heard that song.
What's the song called again then?
So it says Paul McCartney impersonator, Joey Curatolo provides the vocals for the fictional Denny Lane song, Love Take Me Down to the Streets. It's just this fictional Denny Lane song.
Oh my God. Lisa and I are like, she's like, that's a real wing song. I'm like, I don't know. Is it? I don't know.
So fucking great.
First of all, that was what I was getting back to. As someone who has been court ordered community service before, I'd be super stoked if Augie was my little, because I'd be like, hell yeah. Let's go fucking LARPing, dude, right now.
It's addictive, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah. This is great.
Have you guys ever LARPed?
So I'll send you an email. No, but I've told you the story about our ex-weed dealer, James, right?
He was a LARPer, right?
Yeah. What was funny is that James was kind of like Paul Rudd with the first time he goes, is that he just wears regular clothes. Everyone's else dressed up. He's got his regular clothes on. And he always wore, what was it, like a Pendleton hat? Was that what it was? Yeah. He always wore like a Pendleton hat, and he would wear like all green sometimes. So he'd wear like a kind of green plaid shirt and like green pants. And like, he's like, Desmond's mom called him fucking Seamus all the time.
That's right. That's right.
you know, it was just, that was just James, man. He'd have his regular fucking clothes on and he just would be stomping around and he'd have his fucking foam sword and shit and his spell packets, but he'd just be wearing regular fucking clothes.
I am totally like me without sports, I'm a LARPer. Like I'm a fantasy guy.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
That's why I don't do that, because my dad's like, you better pick up a baseball bat. That's the closest thing that I'll accept to a sword. Dude, there's so, oh God, hate to bring it back to the movie. Hate to bring it back to the movie, but there's so many good lines in this. Oh yeah, obviously we're not supposed to butt fuck these kids. Like, I shit myself, dude. This is a perfectly acceptable hug. And then he flips him around. And he's like, well, yeah, we're not supposed to butt fuck. I'm like, well, yeah.
How many times did he have to say that before Paul Rudd could keep it together?
Honestly, because he even still kind of giggles in that scene.
I am so that guy. Like, you guys should see me. I've been a camp counselor. I'm very active in the PTA.
You have a good filter, though. That'd be like if you... like were the camp counselor and I was your partner, I'd be the non-filter dude.
You don't have a filter?
Yeah.
First time hearing this. Yeah.
Shut your mouth, Jeremy.
Totally. Like I am just like, oh, and when I do like rolling drop off, like when I do doors for rolling drop off, everyone's like, it's really nice having you around. You're like, cause I'm just like, I gotta be here.
Right.
Like, I mean, people show up for rolling drop off. They're just like, okay. Next. It's like you're already doing the dumbest thing ever. Like, let's party, dude. Like, so I'm always,
wait, what's rolling drop off?
What's that?
What's rolling drop off?
Where the parents drive up with their kids to drop them off.
Oh, you open the doors and stuff?
You gotta escort them out of the street so they don't get hit.
This is the first thing I teach every parent that does rolling drop off the first day. Opening the door is not as important as closing it so the parent can drive off. That's the most important thing.
Amen.
Kids can open the door and get out. They never shut the door behind them. So you gotta shut that door to get the parents out of there. Yeah, what did I... Oh, I don't know. But yeah, and we just did like a big PTA holiday thing. And like, I had like a couple parents come up to me and just like, it's really nice having you here. Like, this is fun. I was like, yeah, it's stupid. Let's have some fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to make it fun. Let's be honest. How many have you guys either done the air makeout booby grab?
I must have, like,
probably. I'm sure I did.
I'd like to pretend like I was better than that, but
it's probably been like a year or two, but yeah.
It's only been 6 months for me. But, you know.
I've been married for 20 years, so
just keep it between you guys. We're not recording, right?
Maybe 10-ish, something like that.
Two more good quotes. He'd probably come in his pants if I asked him to play Quidditch. And then Augie says, oh, I'm really good friends with the school nurse. She's a divorcee.
Yes, that is amazing. That is amazing. Jeremy, or actually yes. Both of you. Oh, well, Justin's played Rock Band, so that might count.
I was going to say, okay, just you ask me and he'll jump in and over the top of me.
That's true. Jeremy, have you ever karaoke'd?
No, never have. Never karaoke.
Never played Rock Band, never karaoke?
I played Rock Band, but I never sang. I take that back. There's one time me, my wife, and her friend were in our living room, and she had a PlayStation 2 game, I think,
oh.
That was like the sing one.
I yes. sang the song yes. on that.
There was only three of us. I'm not a singer, man. I just don't have the chops.
Oh, man. You never really? I bought a mic stand so that I could play alone.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. So that I could, and my wife came home the first day I got it, and she shows up from work, and I'm, so I can sing a little bit. I can hit some high notes, more bass, more just kind of like regular shit. Sublime stuff, I could sing pretty good. Some country stuff, I could sing pretty good. Johnny
yeah,
Cash, okay?
Yeah.
I was trying to sing Iron Maiden, Run to the Hills, and it was not going well.
Oh, God.
My wife like opened the door, and she was just like, oh man, I feel like I need to go to the store. Is someone getting murdered? What's happening?
Our new husband's on sale at the Safeway. I'm gonna go pick one up.
What about you, Des?
I'll steal a line from Ronnie. I didn't know Jews could sing like that. Oh, they couldn't at that time.
So, Justin, I just karaoke'd 3 nights ago.
Oh God!
Dang.
And guess what?
You're brave, man.
Guess what I did? Oh, I'm brave. I'm braver than brave. You ready?
Scorpions.
The Rock Wilder.
What? Gone to sailor phones.
Doc back in the flesh, blood and bones don't condone. Spent bank loans and homegrown. Suckers break like turbo and ozone. When I grab the broom, moonwalk, platoon, hawk, my goons bark.
You're sober, so you could probably do it. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, it was so funny, too. There was only one person in the room who knew what I was getting into. Like, you know, no one knows what's happening. There's like, Desmond, you're next. And then that shot, and I just hear this one girl behind me going, no, 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 no.
Oh, really?
And but when I was done, she was the first person to be like, you nailed it. You fucking did it.
Very cool. So. Hell yeah, we nailed it. Because I nailed it when I saw him in concert. Still to this day, one of the best hip hop shows I've ever been to.
I told everybody when I grabbed the mic, I said, I'm sorry, but the song's only 2 minutes long. So just hang in there.
Yeah.
Bear with me, honkies. That's racist.
This one time, my wife's friend, she
fuck you, reindeer games. Sorry.
You white? You Ben Affleck.
You Ben Affleck? You white. Are you white? You Ben Affleck.
Sorry, Jeremy.
One of my wife's friends was, my wife worked at the Apple store. And when one of them would leave, they would usually have like a goodbye party or whatever. And so they went to this karaoke place in this, I want to say it was like a Japanese teppanyaki place, but they would set up this one area and they'd do karaoke.
Yeah, it's a Japanese restaurant.
Yeah. So I was like, oh man, I don't want to go listen to this. I walked to the door and this young little girl was belting out Four Non Blondes.
Oh,
what's up?
Yes.
And killing it. And I was like, oh my God, what did I just walk into?
Wow.
And then the next person walks up. I was like, well, they can't follow this. And they killed it. And I was like, what the heck's going on? Is this like talent night? And then this one frat dude walks up and he looks like he's got like tight sleeves and everything like that. And I'm like, this guy's going to be terrible. He blew me away. I was just like, it was just one after another after another. And everybody was super talented. I don't know what was going on.
That's awesome.
But it was crazy. Yeah, it was awesome.
I've never done it in person. I've never had the guts to like go karaoke and like in front of a bunch of people.
I've done it enough with just friends that are terrible singers to have fun. Like, yeah, if you go to like a bar that like has a weekly karaoke night, it's usually like kind of like Jeremy's saying, like they got the usual suspects that just nail it.
Right. Well, you remember Freedom Cop, Kelly Drosba, that dude used to have fucking rock band parties like all the time. Just have people.
Oh, I still dream about playing his drum set, man.
Yeah, he had a good drum set, man. It was dope.
So the best crossover for Role Models and Wheel of Time, ha ha, get ready to dance with swords.
Apollo has lifted the skirt. It's time to start the day. Dude, that guy, Joe Latrullio, man, he has so many good lines. I let us gingerly touch our tips. I fucking say that shit all the fucking time. Hail Bluffkin.
It sucks when he says it during rolling drop off. It's really inappropriate. So
I want to know which one of you is Dr. Bullshit and which one of you is Mr. Dr. Full of Shit and Mr. Bullshit. Which one is which?
I think you know.
Who has the PhD?
Which one of us has the PhD?
So is this a thing in any fantasy world? You guys have done more fantasy reading than I have. Feeding that elves are like scavengers?
Well,
I think it's just kind of a thing. It's like certain, like there's like, it's like racist in certain things kind of almost, or not.
If you've kind of watched The Witcher.
You're a racist probably isn't, yeah, racist isn't really the word, Jeremy. What's the word I'm looking for?
Speciesist.
I guess, yeah, xenophobic, they're
not,
I guess.
They're not really a race, they're a species, I guess. Yeah, but in there's certain, yeah, I would say like kind of The Witcher, but even then it's because they're like considered second class citizens in The Witcher, and then but they fight back, so it's kind of not like that. But yeah,
it's I think it's just kind of like a trope, right, Jeremy? It's like, you know, yeah. Dwarves fucking hoard gold and have long beards and shit like that. I think it's just kind of like, oh great one.
But that's not a known one for elves.
No.
Like I understand. They're,
yeah, nothing that I know
just
of.
Making stuff up for this show, and that's totally fine. I was just wondering if there was something I missed, you know, about elf lore, because every time I see elves, they're like majestic and, you know,
elves are usually badass. I just think Lord of the Rings, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Who's that lady elf with the two double wielding? That's a boy. That's a man.
And it has to be LARP faux pas to fake an injury, right?
I would think so. I think the whole basis of the game's kind of like, you know, I don't know what's the word I'm looking for. The honor system, right? Yeah. The honor system, right? Dallas fell for the oldest trick in the book. God, I love this movie so much. Look, I'm not here to do this. I'm here to service these young boys. She starts fucking with the bagel dog. What's that look like to you? Huh? What's that look like to you? Huh? What do you think?
I love that comes back too.
Yeah.
I know. God. It's Ken Marino's like, dude, also, like, when they first start, the wizard guy who's just kind of like hiding in the trees, like, yeah. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? What is that?
Yeah,
does that probably. Actually? Yeah. Does that actually accomplish anything? Like, can you do stuff? Or, like, do you have to hit someone with a spell packet? How does that work? I kind of want to LARP. I'm not going to lie. You know what? If I didn't, like, find a wife and get married, like, I probably would have fallen into that real bad.
So they usually have at least one that I've heard of. They have beanbags that they throw for spells.
Yeah, I've seen that. It's like a Tosh.0 thing. It's like
lightning bolt. Lightning bolt.
You know, bullshit each other instead. Dude, the whole scene where Wheeler's like takes Ambien and he's trying to, first of all, that chick was the one that just has kept shooting him down going, I'm engaged or whatever.
How are you gonna, that's like a we've been having sex for a year and we need to spice things up. That is not a I'm finally gonna nail this chick I've been chasing for a month.
Yeah. Like, yeah, what is that?
I love it too. The movie guide, my favorite Christian review site. Like, they quote the fifth grader accidentally seeing boobies, like, in every paragraph. This is an 8-paragraph review, and they mention fifth grader accidentally sees breasts. Fifth grader accidentally sees breasts. This is where the fifth grader.
Oh, when he like sees her in the tent. Oh,
well,
my
because
God.
Right before that, doesn't he see a non-accidental pair? Like, isn't someone?
They're just kind of like. Oh, he's like explaining booby watching.
That's what he says. I like your theory on boobies.
First of all, that's very 2008. We do not condone that right now on the Thank the Light podcast.
What have you been telling these guys? You got crabs.
That you got crabs.
One thing that makes the comedy role models especially abhorrent rather than just excessively vulgar, that thing is the movie's mixture of sexual crudities with a young child who's a fifth grader, including a scene where the child accidentally sees a woman with her top off. Once again, an interesting premise is ruined by gratuitous vulgar comedy stretching the boundaries of good taste involving the innocence of children. Thus, a couple of the lines being crossed in this movie are particularly evil.
Oh, and then what's his name from Key and Peele? He's just like a random camp counselor. He has one line. He's like, we're going to make s'mores with some white chocolate. And he's like, I don't know about that. I don't know if I agree with that.
All right, here's the best review ever. 5 stars. It's not poison. There's juice in it.
Wait, what?
That's what he says. He does say that.
Oh, he's like, this stuff is poison. The Minotaur. That's right.
Yeah, he goes, and this stuff is poison. He goes, it's not poison. There's juice in it.
I was thinking about the orange juice scene where the kid locks him out of
That's
the
what
car.
I was thinking. That's what I was thinking of. Let me have the juice. Oh, this juice? Punk bitch. First of all, you're calling a fifth grader a punk bitch. It's fucking fantastic, and he deserves every bit of it.
I will call Cormac a punk bitch before his 13th birthday.
Also, Wheeler takes all of Paul Rudd's Ambien. It's not his Ambien. He's like, is this all your Ambien? And he takes like 8 of them.
Oh my God.
Like, what the fuck? Well, I guess we'll make do with 3 each, so 6 of them. First of all, Paul Rudd sucks, dude. When he proposes to Elizabeth Banks, like, hey, let's get married. I don't have a ring. Oh, fuck, every girl loves that, you fucking dildo. Jesus.
Okay, I'm going to say all of these lines. I'm gonna say all of these lines, and then I'll just edit it in somewhere in the podcast where it sounds good.
Amen.
Of course he has a turtle. Of course he has a frog. Of course he has a ferret. Of course he has a Bible. There's one for all of us.
Seriously.
Jeremy, I thought of you. I was watching Murder on the Orient Express, the new ones with what is it, Kenneth Branagh or whatever. He goes up to Penelope Cruz, the guy who's kind of running. I can't remember his name. Book, I think is his name. He goes up to Penelope Cruz and she's like, oh, would you like some champagne? She's like, no, thank you. He's like, oh, it doesn't agree with you. Sin doesn't agree with me. And he goes, and we don't need to speak anymore. Just walks away.
I've watched all three of those movies, and I'm like, I don't think I like any of these, but I keep watching them. What's wrong with me?
Really? I like that one. Death on the Nile was kind of weak, and the most recent one was okay.
I missed the whole setup to that joke. What are we talking about?
about Agatha Christie movies.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Death on the Nile and
Murder on the Orient Express and Haunting in Venice.
Why don't you just line up some lines of selfish
Dez, did you just throw up?
No, I just blew my nose.
you're all of a sudden, you're just like, I'm good.
You guys are disgusting.
It's not poison. It's got juice in it. I am just like, my body, like my whole household is sick right now. And my body is just like holding off my cold until...
Just pushing it away.
Yeah, just like, I'm going to get sick eventually, but I'm hoping I can get everyone else in my house healthy before I fall off this cliff.
Did I tell you guys I got COVID? I got COVID again for the first time in 3 years.
When?
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Do you have it
like,
now?
A month ago. No, like a month ago. Yeah, I got it. It's
so
like,
since we've podcasted since then.
Yeah, we have.
I think Lisa might have had it on Thanksgiving. She got really sick right after we got home and shit.
I just had I had a cold and I had a test. And so I tested. I didn't have to test. My wife's like, you need a test. And I was like, I don't need the test. It's just stupid cold. And then I got a fever. And I literally said, I haven't had a fever since I had COVID. And then I tested and I had COVID again. I'm like, dang it.
So you're just going to line up your lines of selfishness, which is your blow.
So you did it. You BS to BSer. Good for you. Good for you. Oh, my God. So obviously, people out there, we could talk about this movie forever. And we haven't talked about it at all, but we could just talk around it because it is just such, it's such a great.
Come on, Whitey, dance.
Fucking. It's just,
sorry.
Yeah, and apparently this movie went through a lot of rewrites and like a couple of directors and a bunch of like, this is one of those silly comedies that surprisingly kind of like, I think it did well because of the time they took. Like, this is one of those comedies that if they like bang it out, it's like, yeah, film it, shoot it, get it out there. It's probably but it kind of like hung around and the script kept getting punched up. And then Paul Rudd took a big pass on the script. So he, wrote it with probably certain actors in mind. And so everyone really nails. I mean, this guy, even knowing his future, I can't believe this guy is Ant-Man.
I know.
And a great Ant-Man. And a great Ant-Man.
And roughly a similar character.
Well, that's just Paul Rudd.
Yeah, he just plays the same character and everything.
That's what I'm saying. That's how he just plays the same guy.
Yeah.
So, Happy New Year, everyone. I meant to say this at the beginning. So, this is our second annual tradition of Wheel of Time to just totally fucking blow off the end of this year and talk about whatever the fuck we want to talk about. If you've enjoyed this at all, you should really check out our Patreon because this is kind of... Patreon, we generally try to stick to the movie a little bit more, but, it's definitely just us having a good time talking about a different fantasy property, which this just skims that line. But like I said, it's the end of the year. We're having fun here. But yeah, definitely go to patreon.com/thankthelight if you want to hear more of us jib-jabbing about things that aren't the Wheel of Time.
It's kind of fantasy, There's like swords and stuff.
There is. You know what? Even if there wasn't, who cares?
Who cares?
Come listen to us chat. And you know what? Send us movie recommendation. Send us questions you want to hear answered. Is Justin circumcised? I don't know.
That's a lie. He does.
I did tell, it was funny. Liam was almost here today. Liam from the Truth Not Trends podcast was going to come on today. He's been really busy, so he decided he needed to chill instead. But he's like, is it okay if I come on? Like, I don't really know the format. I was like, you'll figure it out. I said, I usually set up the, set up the movie so we can kind of have our bearings a little bit. And then Justin talks about almost having threesomes in Spokane hotels. And Liam's like, I got some stories.
Yeah. And usually on the Patreons, I try to tell something that's borderline illegal and that, you got to better pay for it because it can't just be public domain.
The cops aren't going to give us money. That's secret.
That's right.
That's not in the budget. $3? That's not in the budget.
Nope. And you know what? If they do it personally, it just looks just as bad on them.
That's why you're allowed to wear Nike sneakers in porno because no one's going to. hey, they're wearing my shoes. Oh, while you were watching porno? No.
Wait, what?
Somebody told me about it.
My son was watching porno and got, no.
Now bow like your daughter does.
And call us if you guys have a local LARPing group in the East Bay. Jeremy and I'll show up.
Honestly,
we'll definitely come
celebrity
see.
Celebrity appearances.
Oh, please. You know there's one in Washington.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
There's got to be a Wheel of Time. There's got to be a Wheel of Time dedicated LARPing group.
Oh, hey. Speaking of, I got to tell you something. I've been replaying Final Fantasy VII, the remake, on PS5.
Jesus Christ. What, are your kids out of the house? What are you...
Yeah, exactly. I can do whatever I
want. And there's a
gleeman
in it named Tom M.
No, but you fight this one ghost, and one of his powers is called Balefire.
Shut up.
I swear. So Balefire must not be a Wheel of Time.
TM, TM, TM.
Yeah, I don't think he came up with the term.
Whoa.
You know what, Jeremy? Kiss my Anthea, all right?
Where the fuck is my phone? I need to look this up now. I need to look up Balefire and see.
Right?
See what that... I forgot what I was going to say. I had something all cocked and loaded, Jeremy. You just...
Sorry, man. Sorry. I didn't mean to derail.
No,
you.
That's...
That's Justin's job.
Sideswiped. I know. It's usually me.
I was going to tell you... That's right. You want to know what I've been playing? Because I have to be able to walk away from my video game for months at a time without notice. I've been playing a power washing simulator.
Oh, no.
I saw that the other day, and I'm like, God, I'm like, who does that? Now I know.
Power washing simulator. You're like, listen, farming simulator is getting too easy. I got to take this up a notch.
Fuck farm simulator. Fuck farm simulator.
Jeremy, call my dad. He'll give you a power washing simulator. He'll have you power wash his fucking house.
I'd say I do power washing in real life.
Yeah, but can you?
Yeah, it's not fun. You get wet.
But can you power wash the DeLorean?
No, I cannot.
There you go.
No,
I can.
I'm sure I could if I drove around long enough to find someone with a DeLorean. Just roll up and start power washing. You might get pissed. Bro, your DeLorean's dirty.
It's not painted. It's all
stainless steel.
It's stainless steel. You're going to be just fine. It's all good.
No problem.
No rust, my friend. I, Peter Chris, the cat.
All right, everyone. Happy New Year. We'll see you next year with some more Wheel of Time. We have a secret. I'm not going to divulge it yet because we still got a little work to do, and it's going to take a little time for us to get it, kind of get it producing and get it ready for release. But we have, we got something brewing to fill our off-season Wheel of Time. So stay tuned for that. We will definitely be advertising it on this feed. So just hang tight, and you got a surprise coming in probably February-ish.
Ish.
Ish, Grandma. Ish.
Ish.
Where is it?
Thank the light and goodbye.
May you always find water and shade, and like I said earlier, exit my burger hole, boy.
And rock and roll all night and part of every day, because you've got errands.
Thank you all for listening. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. All that good stuff. You guys be safe. Love you guys. And I will talk to you next time. Okay, Des, you're going to have to cut this out, but...
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.
Desmond, you've always been about this much.
Football, sir?
Yes. It's a sport where you throw a ball with your hands.
So in football, there is no kicking?
There's a little kicking. Kick the ball to get points.
How many points, sir?
Sometimes one and sometimes three.